Florence Nightingale, Nursing Pioneer.
Reed and Kramer visited the Nightingale Museum in London.
In those days, nurses had very bad reputations. Hospitals were horrible places to go to. They were dirty. There was a lot of crime there. And nurses were seen as part of that. So reputation of nurses was very bad. And a lady like Florence Nightingale, she was born into a very good family. They were very wealthy. And her parents were very much against her becoming anything like a nurse, going into hospitals for any reason.
What would you say the things she focused on particularly, was she trying to change?
I think really the major thing that she succeeded in, and what actually was really important in the hospital that she was in, was just through organisation. So it was making sure supplies were bought, that they arrived at the hospital, that they were distributed to all the men. That's things from clothes, beds, food, and medical supplies, because of red tape, because of the way the army was working, those things weren't getting through. So really, she took control of all of that, and she made sure that every soldier had everything they needed.
And what about hygiene? I got the impression that that was something very important for her.
Absolutely. I think she noticed immediately the state of the hospital was just, it was very unclean, and there was no sanitation there. So she very much believed that if you cleaned up the soldier themselves, if they were washed, and that the hospital was clean, that there would be less of a death rate there.